Like many of us do, I was scrolling through Facebook and was watching some videos, and one of the videos that caught my eye was that of an individual of the Islamic faith, and the title of the video struck me in that he claimed that Jesus never claimed to be God. And just this morning, I ran across another video from a Jewish rabbi that was basically saying the same thing, that Jesus never claimed to be God. And I was like, that doesn't jive. I don't think that's quite right. And if you turn with me to John, the 14th chapter, verse 8 and following, it says, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, I've been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe account of the works themselves. In another instance, in John the 10th chapter, verse 30, and following says, I and the Father are one. The Jews picked up the stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Have I shown you many good works from the Father? For which of them are you going to stone me? And the Jews answering him, It is not for the good works that we are going to stone you, but from the blasphemy, because you being a man, make yourself God. So, not in so many words, Jesus did not say that he was God. But the Jews who listened to the words that Jesus said knew exactly what Jesus was saying. That he and God are one. When you talk to Jesus, you're talking to God. And we go on and on throughout Scripture proving the point that Jesus is exactly who he said he is. He is God. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with the flesh I serve the law of sin. We've been studying on Wednesday night Hebrews. And Hebrews points out very well to a group of individuals who are of Jewish background of the magnitude of what Jesus is and what he has done, and that he has completed the law. He has fulfilled the law. He has done the one thing that the law was incapable of doing on its own, and that was taking away sin. It was because of who Jesus was, not that who he said he was, but who he actually was. He was perfect. He was the only one that could make the sacrifice for us that sin may be forgiven. That one sacrifice was made for all. In Hebrews 7th chapter, verse 27, he has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appointed men in their weakness as high priest, but the word of oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. only he could have made that sacrifice. And I say these things to refresh in our minds of the magnitude of the sacrifice that was given. Jesus was the God-man, God in flesh, God incarnate, God that walked with us on the earth. He and the Father were one. He had no sin. Yet, he suffered and bled and died for our sins, not sins that he committed. He was innocent. Imagine someone who is completely depraved, a murderer, has committed some of the worst crimes that you can imagine, and stepping in that person's place. You didn't commit those crimes, but you're going to step in that person's place and you're going to die for them? Would you do that? That's what Jesus did for all of us. Imagine that magnitude of gift, because that's what we have received, each and every single one of us. And as we partake of these emblems, I want you to remember, I want us all to remember the magnitude of the gift that Jesus has given to all mankind, that we are set free from the burden of sin. If we obey him and do as he has established, we can be with him again. So, clear your minds at this time as we partake of these emblems. Casey?